Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Lag BaOmer is coming up, and that requires us to go deep, deep into the pnimius of Lag BaOmer. Traditionally, the Mechubalim teach that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was nifter on Lag BaOmer. So we are going to learn about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, about Rabbi Akiva, about Moshe Rabbeinu, about Shtika, about Shema Yisrael. We have a lot to do, sweetest friends. And all I ask is one thing, is that you stick with me and that you do it b'simcha. We're going to be basing ourselves in the Sefer Afikei Mayim in chapter 17. It says in the Idra Zuta about the passing of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. The Idra Zuta includes secrets told by Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai on the day of his passing. And there it says that Rabbi Shimon said, "Ha'hashta shaita de'reusahu." Now is a time of will, of rutzin. "V'ana be'ina l'me'al b'loki sufal al-madasi," and I want to go without embarrassment to the world to come. "V'hamilin kadishin de'lo galian ad'hashta be'ina l'galoa kamishchita." And now there are these holy words that I haven't revealed until now, I want to reveal in front of the Shechina. That they shouldn't say that I left this world in a bad way. Until now, these were hidden in my heart. To go up with them to the world to come. So we see that the Shasa Estalkus, the time of the passing of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, was a special Ace Ratzon, a time of will, to reveal what he hadn't revealed in his whole life. So we have to understand why dafka b'shasa histalkus. Why dafka at the time of his death? And if we're already talking about death, I also want to mention that this shir should be le'ili nishmas Aram ben Yaakov Shachna and Naftali Hertz ben Alter Avraham and Lib ben Asher ben Yitzchak Yisrael. So why dafka b'shasa histalkus? Why b'shasa histalkus? Was it such an ace rutzin at the time of his passing? We also have to understand that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said he doesn't want to leave the world with embarrassment. So we see that the whole inyan of Misa is an inyan of kisufa, of busha, of embarrassment. We see a number of times in the Gemara that there's a din of kavod ha-meis because of kavod ha-briyas. You have to give kavod to the meis because there's no bigger busha than being a dead person. Just lying there, there's a medin of a meis mitzvah. The guy's just lying there, so it's a busha for him. So you have to give him cover. So here we see that through the Divrei Torah that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai revealed, he was mafkia the bizayon of Misa. He removed this disgrace of death. And he says that explicitly. He says, I want to go up there without busha. So in other words, I'm saying these words in order that I should go up to the heavenly worlds without any busha. So therefore, these words are going to remove the busha. So we have to understand why, in what way, what's going on over here. So we want to understand the shas ratzon of the time of death and why these words are going to remove the embarrassment of death. There's also something very interesting there. If you look there, it relates that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was about to die, and Rabbi Abba was appointed to write down what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says. And at the end it says that when the time for his death came, Rabbi Shimon said the pasuk, "Ki sham tziva Hashem et habracha chayim ad haolam." There God commanded a blessing, life eternal, for eternal life, chayim ad haolam. So Rabbi Abba was writing what he wrote. There it says, "Amar Rabbi Abba lo siyem botzina kadisha lemeimar chayim ad shtakru miloi." He said the word chayim. He didn't get to chayim ad haolam. He just said the word chayim, and he died. "Va'ana kasavna," and I wrote it. "Savana lemichtav tvei v'lo shaman." As he wrote everything, he wrote chayim ad haolam. Even though Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai only got up to chayim, Rabbi Abba transcribed Chayim Ad Ha'olam. He wanted to write more and he did not do so. So we have to understand How could he copy the rest of the pasuk? The pasuk in Tehillim, Perikof Lamed Gimel. How could he copy the rest of the pasuk when Rabbi Shimon didn't say the rest of the pasuk? All Rabbi Shimon said was until the word Chaim, and Rabbi Abba copied Chaim ad ha'olam. You know, when somebody says something and you're recording, you're taking minutes of what they're saying. You should only write what was actually said. And here Rabbi Abba added, and also it says that he wanted to write more, but he couldn't because he didn't hear anymore. Avada, if he didn't hear anymore, he couldn't write more. So what's going on over here? Says Hagam Rav Moshe Shapiro Shlita as follows. There's a Gemara in Menachas, Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis. It says that when Moshe Rabbeinu got up to Shemayim, he found that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sitting and he was tying crowns to the letters. And he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's going on over here? What are you doing? Why do you have to do this? So he says, I'll tell you why, Moshe. Because there's a person who's going to come many, many generations after you. And his name is Akiva ben Yosef. And he's going to darish in many, many drushes based on these letters. Based on these crowns. So therefore I have to make sure everything is written correctly. Rabbi Akiva is going to be a great expounder of Tilei Shalachas. Mounds and mounds of Alachas he's going to expound. I'm in front of Rabbanu Shalom. Harayuli. He said, Ich will Zayn. I want to see him. I want to see this great man. He said, alright. To make a long story short, comes before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he says, Rabbanu Shalom, there's a guy like this, a tzaddik like this, and you're giving the Torah through me? And Rabbanu Shalom's answer is, Shtok, kach ola b'machshava lefonai. Remain silent. This is what literally came up in my thought. That's what I think. He said, Rabbanu Shalom, he showed me his Torah, and now I want to see his schar. So he's expecting to see Rabbi Akiva at Club Med, sitting by the pool maybe with a tequila sunrise, relaxing, surrounded by the sun, the warm sun, and Talmidim thirsting in his words, chves, whatever schar you can think of. The most delicious schar. What does he see? He sees that they're weighing his flesh to sell in the butcher shop. He said, Rabbanu Shalom, we all know how Rabbi Akiva died by hands of the Romans. He said, Rabbanu Shalom, excuse me, Zu Torah v'zu Schara? Is this Torah? This is the reward for Torah? So Rabbanu Shalom's answer was, Shtok, kach ola b'machshava l'fana. Remain silent, Moshe, this is what I'm thinking. So we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Shtok twice. He told him to be quiet. Once, because Moshe Rabbeinu was the Moser Torah, not Rabbi Akiva. When Moshe said, why am I Moser Torah, not him, Hashem said Shtok. And Hashem also said Shtok on the grotesque, macabre, horrible death of Rabbi Akiva, selling his flesh in the butcher shop. Hashem Yishmerenu. Now when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, Shtok, it's clear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't telling him that he doesn't want him to say anything. Like when you're arguing with somebody, say, ah, be quiet. You just don't want to hear his answer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to hear Moshe's reaction. That's why he showed him what he showed him. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu mean when he says to him, Shtok? So the only opinion is that Dafka HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show Moshe Rabbeinu Rabbi Akiva's Torah, and at Rabbi Akiva's death, he wanted to show him the essence of Rabbi Akiva, and how Rabbi Akiva's mitzdarif, how Rabbi Akiva joins with Moshe. So the answer of Shtok kach also b'machshava lefana, said Allah also. Either way, when he says, this is what I thought of, that teaches you the dialogue of Rabbi Akiva. What level was Rabbi Akiva on? Rabbi Akiva was on the level of the Alma, the Shtika, of the Olam of silence, of the Olam of Machshava. And just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, that Rabbi Akiva's Torah is on the level of Shtok, of Machshava, so too Rabbi Akiva's death was also on the level of Shtok, on the level of Machshava. Both were on the level that can't be revealed, that can't be discussed, that can't be spoken, that can't be put into words. And now we are going to be explain. Now we are going to explain. And then, incidentally, Maharal says it's the ksarim. The ksarim are the crowns which are above the letters, something that's not shy to this world. And that's the Madrega of Rabbi Akiva. It's above the mahalach of this world. So what's this inyan of machshava? So the Nefesh HaChayim, Reb Chaim Volozhiner, in Shar Aleph, explains that there are three ways of revelation in this world. There's machshava, dibur, maisa. Machshava parallels neshama. The mishkan of the neshama is in the brain, in the machshava. The dibur is ruach, ruach memalula, speaking spirit. That's dibur. And then there's maisa, which is nefesh. That's parallel to nefesh. Machshava, dibur, maisa. Ma'od, ma'od, bakant, ma'od, yadua. Everybody has heard of this classification of machshava, dibur, and maisa. The highest madrega is machshava. We live in the world of dibur. We live in the world of speech. The only way we have a tfisa in the Kabbalah of Moshe Rabbeinu is with dibur. What's dibur? Dibur takes abstract concepts and puts them into words. It limits them. Torah was given in such a way that it could be put into words, and therefore it fits into the framework of this world. However, the Torah itself doesn't fit into this world. That's the Or Ein Sof. That we can't talk about. So we don't. Ein lano achizah v'Torah b'mahuta hamikorit. We can't hold on. We can't grasp. We can't comprehend the Torah in its original form. And this level is of Torah in the higher form is the Torah of Machshava. Torah of Machshava is a Torah which can't be expressed with words. Now we're not talking about a thought that a person has. Because when we think, sweetest friends, we think in words. So even our thoughts are on the madrega of dibur. We're talking here about something that cannot be put into words. For example, a person has a great simcha. A person has a great tsar. And they just can't talk. They can't express it. It's not only a lack of vocabulary. It's that sometimes you had such an awesome experience that putting it into words would limit the experience. This experience is greater than what words can express. Because words define and therefore limit. Remember that. When you're defining something, you're limiting it to this definition. Words limit. Torah is a Torah of machshava that's above and beyond anything that can be expressed with words. Now, Rabbi Akiva is the father of Torah Shebaal Peh. Through Torah Shebaal Peh, we reveal a Torah that takes the Madrega of this world, the Madrega of Teva, and shows how there's no Metzias in this world outside of Torah. That's Rabbi Akiva's job as the father of Torah Shebaal Peh. Now, as far as the Kabbalah of Torah's Moshe is concerned, so this Torah is a completely hidden. Because until the Churban, the world wasn't so gashmi yet. It wasn't so material. It wasn't so physical yet. And therefore, it couldn't be that the Torah would reveal itself on such a physical level. So therefore, this Torah, the Torah of Rabbi Akiva, the Torah that tries to show how nature is suffused with Torah, that has to be the madrega of Rabbi Akiva when the world is now on such a gashmiistic level. And Rabbi Akiva, there was Peyre, there was Churban, Rabbi Akiva lived at the time of the Churban. So Rabbi Akiva has to show us how Torah Shebaal Peh is revealed in all aspects of this world, in the physical world, after the world became so physical. And even though the world seems so far away from Torah from God. Nevertheless, we want to show how every aspect of this world relates to Torah. This, if we have Siyata Dishmaya, hopefully we'll get to it in a different shir to go deeper into this idea. So that's Rabbi Akiva's job. Rabbi Akiva's job is to reveal Torah Shebaal Peh to this world. And just like through Rabbi Akiva, the world got to Torah Shebaal Peh, so too, when Rabbi Akiva died, that's the end of his avoda. Since his whole essence was revealing this hidden Torah, so now, when he's on his way out, Rabbi Akiva, there are going to be the depths of revelation that can no longer be revealed. Because now, once Rabbi Akiva is dead, that's it. Rabbi Akiva's avoda is to reveal the Torah in this world. But that's only until he's dead. Once Rabbi Akiva's gone, when he's on his way out, that's it. He can no longer reveal this great Torah Shebaal Peh. So based on what we're saying, we can understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's answer to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Hashem said to Moshe, Shtok kach ola b'machshava lefana. Meaning, that the Shorash HaStalkus of Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva's death, is from the Olam HaMachshava. It's from the world where it can't be put into words. The world of silence, the world of shtika. Because there's no way of comprehending this through words. As it says, Liba lepumelo galia, the heart can't reveal it to the mouth. And therefore it's not part of the normal comprehension of Torah that we normally get via Moshe Rabbeinu. And it is well known from the Shlo and the Gra that the death of Rabbi Akiva was din b'li rachamin. It says v'sviv of nisar ha'me'od, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was medaktik in tzaddikav kechut ha'sayra, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very medaktik with the tzaddikim. So Rabbi Akiva's death was a death of din without rachamin. Chazal tell us that mitchila ola b'machshava livrosa olam b'din, originally HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted thought to create the world only with strict judgment. So the hanhaga of Rabbi Akiva was the hanhaga of machshava b'tchila olam b'machshava livrosa olam b'midas hadin. Rabbi Akiva was kulo din, and that's because the chiyus, the vitality, the life of Rabbi Akiva was from a hidden metzias that is above this world. So now that we understand this yisod, that there's something called the Torah of machshava, the olam of machshava, that's above the mahalach of this world, above the hanhag of this world. Now we can understand the give and take between Moshe Rabbeinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the dialogue. Moshe Rabbeinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zu Torah v'zu Schara. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu was saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbeinu Shalom, I don't understand. You said in your Torah that when people keep the Torah, they get great schar. Im b'chukosai te'lechu, there's going to be life. And if no b'chukosai te'lechu, then no life. So there's schar and there's onesh. If you do the right thing, then you get rewarded. If you don't do the right thing, you get punished. So the Moshe Rabbeinu said, so if that's the case, you have somebody like Rabbi Akiva, I'll be the mahalach of this world, based on the way you're running this world, what should be? He should be getting such a gevaldik reward. Why is he being punished? When he saw them weighing his flesh in the butcher shop, said, what's going on? Where's the mahalach? Where's the anhag of schar v'onesh? And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Zu Torah v'zu schara. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers Moshe Rabbeinu, you're right. According to the starim hanuhugim ba'olam al pi Torah, based on the way the world is run, al pi Torah, the death of Rabbi Akiva doesn't make any sense. However, Rabbi Akiva is above the mahalach of Torah v'schara. And therefore his Torah has no expression in this world with the normal mahalach. It's called the Torah of Shtok, the Torah of silence, the Torah of the world of Machshava. And then from this perspective, you can't understand anything that goes on because it's above this world. What it's revealing is the hidden Torah, the Torah of a different world, the Torah of the pnimius of our Torah, the Torah of a higher world. That's the anhag of Rabbi Akiva. So that's what we said earlier. Rabbi Akiva dies. So that's going to be a special hanhaga. That's going to be Rabbi Akiva's job, was to reveal the Torah Hanelemes. But now that his hanhaga, now that his avodah is finished, so this can no longer be revealed. Now it goes right back up to the Torah Nelemis, this hidden Torah. And sweetest friends, that's very hidden. To try to understand what happened to Rabbi Akiva. Why such a great tzaddik should have such a horrible fate. But that's when he died. That's no longer shot. That's in the world of shtokach olav b'machshava lefanai. That's what I was thinking. That's in the world of thought. In b'tchila olav b'machshava livras olam b'midas hadin. Of course, now we can also understand when Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Show me his Torah," and he said, "Hey, there's somebody like this, and you're giving the Torah through me." HaKadosh Baruch Hu set him shtokach olav b'machshava lefanai. That's Rabbi Akiva's job. Rabbi Akiva's job is to reveal the Torah of machshava, the hidden Torah, the Torah shebaal peh, and spread it to the entire world, spread it to nature. That's Rabbi Akiva's job. Rabbi Akiva, who's shaykh to the ksarim. He's supposed to bring the Ksarim down to the world. So Rabbi Akiva's Torah is from the Olam HaMachshava. Rabbi Akiva's death is also from the Olam HaMachshava. Because in Rabbi Akiva's Shaykh to that world, the world which is above this world, Rabbi Akiva, as long as he's here, tries to bring that higher world into this world. But once he goes, that's it. It can no longer be brought here, and even his death is going to be an expression of that world of Shtika, that world that can't be expressed, the world that's above words. So now let's go to the death of Rabbi Akiva, Chazal say in Toras Kohanim and Vayikra, on the pasuk Ki lo yirani adam v'chai, that a man can't see me and live, b'chayei ameinam roim aval roim b'misasam. Then when tzaddikim are alive, they can't see me, but when they die, they can see me. And this means that when a person dies, Yirani Adam V'chai, he can see me, Kibiyachol, he can see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we see from this, that Al Yidei Otzem HaChibur Shel HaGuf Neshama B'Sha'as Misa, that because of the great connection of the body and soul at the time of death, there's a possibility of somehow comprehending, of somehow connecting, of somehow understanding, of somehow viewing the Shechina, which was not possible when the person was still alive. Because when a person has a body, that's a mavdil, that separates, that's an interposition between him and the higher existence of God. And somebody who sees the Shechina must die, because body can't take Shechina. The body is so physical. The Shechina is so spiritual. So if the body is going to see the Shechina, the body must go. There can be no more body. However, when a person is dying, his guf is mizdabek bor elyon. His body is connected to this higher light. And therefore it's not so sere. It doesn't contradict completely contradict the gilui Shechina, and therefore roon b'misasam. When a person dies, he can see the Shechina, because now there's the deeper connection between the body and the soul. And the body is even elevated to a higher state. And now even the body can take seeing the Shechina. So the Gemara says in Brachos, Samach Aleph Amid Beis, that when they took Rabbi Akiva out to die, it was Zman Kriyashma. And they were combing his flesh with iron combs, and he was Makabal Omach Shemayim. And the Talmidim said, Rabbeinu Ad Kan, what's going on? Amar Lehem, and he said to them, Talmidim Ayikarim, my whole life, I was mitzar on this pasuk. It says, B'chol Nafshecha. Afilu not Eles Nafshecha. It says that you should love God with all your soul. And that means even if he takes your soul. And I said, when am I finally going to have the opportunity to fulfill this pasuk? And Chazal say that, Hayamarich Be'echad Achi Yatzta Nishmato. He said, a long echad, and he died. And Abbas Kol came out and said, Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva, Shiyatza Nishmasa Be'echad. Fortunate you, Rabbi Akiva, you died with the word echad. And the Malachi Ashares came before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, Rabbanu Shalom, Zu Torah, Zu Schara. Is this Torah, this is the reward of Torah? Could it be? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, then the Baskol said, Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva, Shatam Zuman L'chai Olam Haba. Fortunate are you, Rabbi Akiva, you're prepared, you're right on your way to Olam Haba. So to explain in a deeper way this Gemara, when Rabbi Akiva was dying, so what was Mekuyam, what we saw in the Torah Skohanim? B'chayeh Einam Roim, Aval Roim B'misasim, that you can't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you're alive. But on the way out, that's when you can see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By Rabbi Akiva, this Re'iyah was revealed when he was on his way out. Some people have to wait until they actually leave. Mamish B'misasim. But Rabbi Akiva, even when he wasn't yet dead, even when he was still alive, but he was on his way out, what happened? He already saw this. Shechina. And now he's Mufka. And this precludes him from a regular anhaga of this world. Rabbi Akiva is out of this world. Even when he was still in this world, he was out of this world. Because he could already see the Shechina. And the way he's dying is not a dying of this world. So Rabbi Akiva saw the Shechina in such a way that even Rabbi Akiva in his high madrega, when he was in this world, he didn't get to that level. Only when he died, he got to that world of Shtok. What does the pasuk mean? Kol yamayitim mitzvah. What does the Gemara mean when it says Kol yamayitim mitzvah? Pasuk zemasaya v'adilai kaimenu. My whole life, I wanted to be makayim b'chol nafshecha. Rabbi Akiva had a shtok because he had a yearning, he had a pining, he had a deep desire to be mizbatel klapei maila. He wanted to nullify himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to realize that there's no other mitzias other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki aza tamoves ava. And this is the madrega of us, v'li chasidai korsei brisi alei zevach. Gathering at my chassidim who make a covenant with me with a sacrifice. Rabbi Akiva was completely moser nefesh. He gave himself over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He had a shtokukus to realize that nothing else exists. There's no other reality other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it says that he was marich be'echad. He said echad until his neshama died. It's not talking about a time that when he said echad he died. No. What it means is that the death of Rabbi Akiva is a gilui of Yichudo Yisbarach, of the oneness of God, of the fact that God is the only existence, is the only reality, that can't be compared to anything else. Rabbi Akiva's death can't be compared to any other deaths. Every other death is a stira. To the Ratzon HaElyon, God doesn't want there to be death. If not for sin, there wouldn't be death in the world. But Rabbi Akiva's death was different. That's above the regular anhaga. His death was life. Because in his death, he saw the Yichud HaElyon, the oneness of God. So he went to a much higher level of living. Rabbi Akiva didn't die. Rabbi Akiva lived even in a greater way. So he didn't have a body that could eat kugel. That's true. But now he went up to the madrega of Yichud HaElyon, of being able to see the oneness of God. The fact that Hashem is the only Metzius, that's what the word Echad means. Not only that God is one and He's not two and He's not six and He's not 12, it's not mathematical. One means the only one, the only existence, the only reality. And that's what Chazal mean when they tell us, Man Kriya Shema Haya. This was the time of Yichud, this was the time to realize the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the Madrega Rabbi Akiva reached. His whole life he was pining for this. When am I finally going to get to this Yichud HaElyon? When am I going to be mevatel myself to realize that there's no such thing as a goof? There's no such thing as physicality. Everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So finally at this time he was able to reach that madrega. Like the Chiddush HaRim says, that really every time Rabbi Akiva Davin, he wanted to die with Echad. But there's a mitzvah of a chai ben v'loshi yom spem, you're not allowed to die. So now, finally, Rabbi Akiva says he's about to die anyway. So he just let himself go, and he let himself be mischaber to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way that his body can no longer exist. He reached that level of achdus. And that's what it means that the Talmidim said to Rabbi Akiva, hey,
Adkan.
And Rabbi Akiva said, my whole life I was mitzvah, when am I going to be makayim this pasuk? And now I was finally makayim this pasuk of b'chol nafshecha filin otel es nafshecha. So in other words, the Talmidim, Rabbi Akiva, are having a whole shak with the Torah, they're having a whole discussion, what's going on. Rabbi Akiva gives them a pshat, I'll tell you, I'll explain what's going on. Because Rabbi Akiva's job was to reveal the Torah. Which Torah is Rabbi Akiva revealing? The Torah of Machshava. The Torah of Shtok. And therefore, what's the highest time to reveal the Torah now that he's dying? Because what was revealed, Bishas Misa, has to be given to his Talmidim. And that's what happened during this Dalkus of Rabbi Akiva. He tried to give over this Torah. This Torah of Roeb Misasan. So it's hard. Such a Torah we can't chak, we can't understand. It's a Torah from the world of Shtika. It's a very high Torah. You understand that Gemara? Rabbi Akiva? They're combing his flesh with iron combs. How did Rabbi Akiva? He was a person. Isn't a fictional character. He's a person. And they were combing his flesh with iron combs. This tzaddik. But this is now the time that Rabbi Akiva has to reveal the Torah, because this Torah is from the world of Shtok, from the world of Lemalam in Amachshava. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does sometimes. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did here. He revealed the world, the Torah that's not shaykh to this world, the Torah that's shaykh to the Shas HaStalkus. The Roeh B'Misasam. So now, sweetest friends, we understand Rabbi Akiva. We understand that Rabbi Akiva's job was to reveal the Torah of Shtok to this world, and that's what he did his whole life. And then when he died, he gave over the highest Torah of Shtok. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe twice in the Gemara Shtok, So now that we understand Rabbi Akiva Tairi Yidin, Megaita Tritviter, let's take it a step further, and let's go to the Histalkus of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. The Gemara is Shteit and Gittin, Samach Zayin Amar Aleph. Chab Moira, that I'm going to start speaking too much Yiddish, and I know you're not going to understand me, sweetest friends. I'm not going to understand what I'm saying myself. So it says in the Gemara in Gittin on Samach Zayin Amar Aleph, that the Tams is Torah, Rabbi Akiva Munachat Eitzel Rabbi Shimon, that the essence of the Torah, Rabbi Akiva, is with Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And what this means is, that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai received from Rabbi Akiva the Omek Torahs HaYichud Shemei Alma Deshtika Yosef Mikol Talmidov. More than any of the Talmidim, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai received from Rabbi Akiva the depths of the Torah of the Olam HaShtika. In other words, he also received the Torah that was revealed B'Shas Misa B'Korach Shal Ron V'Misasam. And that's the Kisrei Osios of Rabbi Akiva that we discussed earlier. This high level of Torah, this Torah that's above this world, but only Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai got that more than any of the other Talmidim, as it says in Gittin. Shem Midosai Trumos, Mitrumos, Midosov Shere Rabbi Akiva. The essence of Rabbi Akiva's Torah is with me. That high level of Torah, this Torah of the Alma D'Shtika. However, a tfisa on this level of Torah is only possible when a person is on the level of dveikus of the shas stalkus, when the person's on his way out, when the person's dying, and the person reaches this hocha madrega, this high madrega of dveikus b'Hashem. Only then can a person relate to the mitzvahs of Torah, that's lamalam in agvul. However, the moment the stalkus is over, there's no more hechatimsi of trying to understand this Torah. So what's going on with Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai? If we'll remember what we said earlier on, I hope you're with me, Yitzchokul, you're with me. Don't think of the United Kingdom. Think right now of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai dying and Rabbi Abba copying down his words that were revealed on his day of death. So this is a Torah that Mitzat Atzma is not Bar Tfisa V'Hataka. This is the Torah that Rabbi Shimon is revealing when he dies. Is not possible to be copied. This Torah is Tmirin Belibo Ad Ashta, as the Idris Zuta says. It was hidden in his heart until now. It wasn't Bar Gilui, it couldn't be revealed. And since it can't be expressed with words, it can't be Nimsar, it can't be given over. However, Since Bishas Lisa, he sees the Shechina, and he's still alive. So now Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai can relate to them, even though he still is a Baal Guf. So anybody who's there with Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai when he's dying is going to be receiving, is going to be a makabel of this Madrega of Torah of Rom, the Misasim, this Madrega of Torah of the Olam of Shtok, of the Olam of Machshava. So now we see that the whole Ha'ataka, the copying of Rabbi Abba, is only possible b'shas Stalkus, when Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is on this level of Vekus Bashem, when his body is not here, not there, it's sort of in the middle, it's in this world still, but it's shy to the world of Olam HaMachshav, of Olam HaShtok. And since he's davuk b'makor achiyut, since Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is clinging to the source of all existence, of all vitality, of all life, now Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai can on some level reveal this Torah of the world of Machshava, the Torah that was tamir and belibo ad hashto, that was hidden in his heart until now. But now that he's gone, ne'lam tokef hasaga, the great revelation, the great understanding, the great comprehension is hidden again. And that's what Rabbi Abba said, Savanu lemichtav tfei v'lo shamana. I wanted to write more, but I didn't hear. It doesn't mean that he didn't hear because Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai stopped speaking. It's much deeper than that. The Gilui of Torah Sayichud was only understood b'shasa stalkus. Just like when Rabbi Akiva died, he can reveal to his Talmidim the Torah of the Olam Hashtikon. They can somehow comprehend it on some level. You know, for us it's very difficult. But that was the Torah that he revealed to his Talmidim. So too, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the Torah that he's revealing on is only a Torah that could be revealed b'shasa stalkus. But once the histalkus is over, he can no longer reveal this Torah. So that's why Rabbi Abba couldn't write more, because it just wasn't Bar Gilui. It's only when Rabbi Shibashas histalkus, that's the moment you can write it down. But afterwards, Ne'lam Tokef HaSoga, this great comprehension is now stopped. And we also now can understand why Rabbi Abba didn't just write Chaim. Erhat Geshrived, he also wrote Chaim Ad Ha'olam, he concluded the Pasuk. Even though Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai died with the word Chaim, Rabbi Abba still wrote Ad Ha'olam. It must be that Rabbi Abba heard this, even though it wasn't said. Because what happened was, there was a Gilui of Histalkus. And what happened when Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai died, even though he didn't say the words Ad HaOlam, but Rabbi Abba was able to perceive at that moment the Olam HaNetzach, the eternal world. And therefore, even though he's still in this world, Rabbi Abba can write Chaim Ad HaOlam. You're right, Rabbi Shimon only said Chaim. But Rabbi Abba saw Chaim Ad HaOlam. That was part of the Gilui, that was part of the great revelation. And therefore, Rabbi Abba can write those words as well. However, any additional revelation of the Or Ein Sof, of this eternal light, was now hidden again. It was no longer Bar Tfisa, and that he could no longer hear, so he wanted to write more. He wanted there to be more of a Gilui, but now that it's Shasas Stalkus, there can no longer be a Gilui because it's over. It's only at the time of death that this can be revealed and understood on some level by human beings. However, now that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is dead, it can no longer be understood, but Rabbi Abba did get to the point where he understood, where he could comprehend Chaim Ad HaOlam, eternal life. And that's what it means when it says that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was Megala, these Divrei Torah, Lemeal, Belo Kisufa, La'al Medasi. He didn't want to go up to the eternal world with embarrassment. That's why he revealed this Torah, because the death of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was a hafkav gzeiris hamisa, because his death was revealed in his death, chayim ad ha'olam, that death is life. Death is going to a higher level of life. Normally we don't see that in this world, but with Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, it was revealed that death is life. And the whole sefer of Idris Zuta is talking about this yichudo ha'elyon, this oneness of God, that to die means that there's no more body, and your soul goes to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when this light is shining, this light of the Izrizuta, of the Yehuda Yisbarach HaElyon, this great oneness of God, There's no other mitzvahs, and therefore this Divrei Torah is not similar to any other Divrei Torah. Because this Divrei Torah that was revealed at his death turned the mitzvahs of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai before the eyes of his Talmidim to a mitzvahs of Chayei Olam, of eternal life. And therefore it's Nishkin death. Not death, there's no more kisufa. There's no more embarrassment now. Because the Talmidim can see how Rabbi Akiva was a Mekayim, ki lo yirani adam v'chai, that a living person can't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu and live. Bimi sasan v'tzadikim. Once a deacon, we get there after we're dead, if we're lucky, if we're zochem. But Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, as he was dying, was already on the level of yirani ha'adam v'chai. He was still alive, and yet he was able to see the Shekhinah. And now we can understand what Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai meant when he said that Trumas Midoisai is that the essence of the Torah of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai was the Torah of Rabbi Akiva, Gittin Samach Zayin Amad Aleph. What's Rabbi Akiva? What was the Truma of Rabbi Akiva to this world? The revelation of Torah Sasod. Rabbi Akiva revealed at his time of death what nobody, no other man could see in this world. He died besod ha-yichud on this level of yichud, of connecting to yichud Hashem, of echad, of there being no other reality. And therefore Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai was able to die in the same way, to give over to his Talmidim this great deep Torah, this Torah of the Yichud Ha'Elyon, of the Orein Sof. Oh, sweetest friends, if you're going to be at a Madura in Lag BaOmer, if you're going to be at a bonfire, and you see all this light, think of the Orein Sof that was revealed when Rabbi Akiva, when Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai died, the Yichud Ha'Elyon. And now we can understand why Lag BaOmer is a Yom Tov, it's a Shtikl Yom Tov, because it's the day of death, it's the Yom HaDehilula of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Because what is a Moed? A Moed is this time, it's a meeting place. It's this time of meeting with the Yichud HaElyon, that's the idea of a holiday, of going up Aliyah LeRegel. That it's a Moed, we meet up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we see the Yichud HaElyon. Re'iyas panim ba'azara, yirei yeira, the Gemara in Chagika says, we see and we're seen. And that's the depths of Torah Shebaal Peh. The highest level of Torah Shebaal Peh, Torah Shebaal Peh, as we said, is supposed to reveal within Teva, supposed to reveal godliness. So the highest level is when you can reveal even the Torah of Shtok, the Torah that's not even shaykh to this world, you can reveal it at the time of death. Even though the person isn't there yet, the person's still alive, the Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai and Rabbi Akiva were able to reveal this Torah of Shtok, even in this world, the Torah that has no words, but the Talmidim were able to perceive that in this world. And we learned in a previous year that Lag BaOmer is the only day of the Sfira that remained with the Kedusha of Chol HaMoed. We said that the entire Sfira, the Ramban says, is really a Chol HaMoed between Pesach and Shavuos, the 7 weeks, like the 7 days of Sukkot until Shemini Atzeres, so to the 7 weeks from Pesach until Atzeres until Shavuos. The only thing is we lost the Yom Tov because of the death of the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, but Lag BaOmer remained after when the Talmidim stopped dying on Lag BaOmer. That day remained with its original Shem Yom Tov. So now we can understand that even more deeply. The Shem Yom Tov was given because of the covenant of Torah Shebaal Peh that was supposed to be revealed during this period, so that when we receive the Torah on Shavuos, we receive the Torah Shlema, the complete Torah, and that's through the revelation of the Torah. Throughout the time of Sfira, of Torah Shebaal Peh. And the tikkun for this is the revelation of the Torah of Rabbi Akiva, because the zenith of the Torah of Rabbi Akiva is the Torah of Shtok. Rabbi Akiva's whole life is revealing Torah Shebaal Peh. But the highest level of Torah Shebaal Peh is this Torah of Shtok, this Torah of the Olam HaMachshava. And since this Torah was revealed on the Yom the Hilul of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Therefore, this day is the shorish of the tikkun of the Yimei Asfira. And that's what happened. It says that there were five Talmidim in the Darom, and one of them was Rabbi Shimon, who remained, and that's the, they were the ones who spread the Torah to the world. And this Torah that was they were supposed to spread was revealed in the greatest way, in the deepest way, on Lag BaOmer when Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai died. So it's not just pshat that this is the yortzeit of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, like the Achronim say. So let's say it's the yortzeit of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So what? Make a holiday and a yortzeit. It's a chassidish zach. They drink a tikkun. They bring a lechai and make brachos. You make a holiday because of yortzeit. Not modern zach. At the rabbi, we see a yortzeit. It's a sad day. A lot of people fast on a yortzeit. It's a lot more than that. On this day, the Idris Zuta was revealed, the great Torah of Rabbi Akiva was revealed through Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And that's why during the 48 days of Sfira, 49 days, we every day is connected one of the Kinyanei Torah, and then on the 49th day, we're supposed to review all the Kinyanei Torah. These are days where there's supposed to be a revelation of Torah, and therefore it's a Yom Tov. But we lost the Shem Yom Tov because of the tragedy of the death of Talmid Rabbi Akiva. However, on the day that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai died, it's a Gevaldik day. It's a day that, on one hand, the Talmid of Rabbi Akiva stopped dying, which is part of the Tikkun. And then the greatest Tikkun for the revelation, which hopefully we'll discuss that more in another shiur, we're hoping. Not so much time left to Lag BaOmer, but Svidus friends, it's always next year. But now on Lag BaOmer, there was a revelation of the Torah of Rabbi Akiva in the deepest way, of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai revealing the secrets of Torah, and therefore that's going to be a holiday, because that's the greatest revelation of Torah, the greatest Kavadat Torah. And based on this, sweetest friends, we can also understand the piyut of Asar Rugei Malchus that we say in Musaf on Yom Kippur, Sarfei Malat Tzak Umara Zu Torah Vizu Schara. And they said, what's going on over here? Ribbono Shel Olam, such a horrible, such a grotesque, such a macabre death. Zu Torah Vizu Schara, Sabas Kol Mishamayim, Yimesh Makol Acher. If I hear anything else, Afach Hasolam Lemayim Letov Bo Oshis Adomim, I'm going to return the world to Tov Vavo. There was no answer. There's no answer of Zutar of Zuschar in this world. And therefore, if I hear, if you continue asking, I'm going to return the world to Tov Avo. And what this means is that the death of Rabbi Akiva, that the Malachim are crying about, isn't stam the death of a person. This is an elevation of life in such a way that the depth of the Torah Shebaal Peh is revealed. And just like the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva were Chayav Misa, because through them the Torah of Rabbi Akiva wasn't truly revealed, when there's no Lo Nagu Kabod Zebezez, Nishkin Torah, Torah's Rabbi Akiva, Torah's Rabbi Akiva's Ve'ahavta L'recha Kamocha Zekal Godol Batorah. If the Talmidim couldn't reveal Rabbi Akiva, and therefore they were Chayav Klaya, so too, if afterwards Rabbi Akiva didn't reveal his Torah to his five students in the south, and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was the leader of those five students, the greatest of the five students, the one who revealed the depths of the Torah of Rabbi Akiva, then the world could no longer exist, because if there's no Kabbalah HaTorah, there's no Maisa Bereshis. As it says, Yom HaShishi, that the whole Maisa Bereshis is Talu in Yom HaShishi in the sixth of Sivan. So according to our approach, without accepting the Gzeir of the Stalkus of Rabbi Akiva, there's a Chisaron in the Omek of Torah Shebaal Peh. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva told them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, told them, Malachim, that if they don't receive this, if they don't like it, Achzir Sa'olam V'Tov Avo, because if you can't deal with the way Rabbi Akiva is dying, then there no longer can be a world, because through this death, he revealed the depths of the Torah of the Olam Ashtok, of the Olam HaMachshava. And therefore, it has to be this way, and if there's no revelation of that Torah, then there's Nishkin Velt, there's no more world. Sweetest friends, deeper than deep. This we're saying over Torah here, Kimat, that's Shaykh to the Olam Ashtok, the Olam HaMachshava. It's surprising that I'm able to speak. And now, just one more Nakuda. This revelation of the Olam, Torah of the Olam Ashtok, of the Olam HaMachshava, was through whom? Was through Rabbi Abba. Now the Chida writes in the name of the Sefer Kanfei Yonah, that who is Rabbi Abba? Rabbi Abba was Rav. And we see in the Gemara numerous places in Sukkah Zayin Amar Aleph, Beit Zavav Amar Aleph, It says in numerous places in Shas, Shosik Rav. Rav was silent. Why Dafka Rav? Why Dafka Rav? You know why? Because Rav was shayach to the Olam Hashtok. Now beautiful, now when you get to the Gemara, Shosik Rav. Now you understand why Rav was silent. Because Rav was shayach to the world of Shtok. Now the Rambam writes in the second paragraph of his Deus in the fourth halacha, Lo lam yarba de b'shtika v'lo yadabra lo b'dav dvar chacham o b'dvarm shetzarach lem l'chai gufo. A person should not speak too much. He should only speak words of wisdom or words that he needs for to remain alive, to exist. And they said about Rav, the student of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Shelo sach sicha b'teilo kol yamav, he never spoke idle words his whole life. That's what most people are speaking idle words. And what a person should do is, he should speak Divrei Torah and Divrei Chochma. And you, Divrei Chochma, Muatim, he shouldn't speak too much. V'nyanei Merumah, there should be a lot contained in what he says. And that's what Chazal teaches us, a person should always teach his students B'derech Ktzara. So we see from this Rambam, you know why you should teach your Talmidim Derech Tzara? Because that's the din in the Milas Hashtika. There's a Milan being silent and therefore say as few words as possible. Rashi says differently. Rashi says in Psachim and Gimel Amid Beis, Shemeskayim is Girsa Shelo Yosir Min Aruka. He'll remember it better if you say fewer words. The Ramban says it's not a din in remembering it. It's a din in the Milas Hashtika. That it's so important for a person to remain silent, so therefore say as few words as possible. So based on what we're saying, we can understand that when you give Torah to Talmidim, it has to be given together with them, with the Shtika. Because Torah Shebaal Peh comes from this world of Shtika. And therefore when you give over this Torah, you're giving over the content of the Torah, but together with the Shtika. And the more Shtika there is, the more a person is going to get to the Pnimius. The Rambam, in fact, concludes there that if a person speaks a lot and there's not much to what he's saying, that's sichlus, that's foolishness. So that's the job of the Rebbe. The job of the Rebbe is to give over the Torah of Shtika to the Talmud. So obviously he has to say something. We're in this world. We're in the world of Dibor, as we said earlier. However, as much as he can, he should also try to give over the Olam Hashtika, so that the Talmud should have some shaychas to the Pnimius HaDvarim. And it's so interesting there, the Rambam says that who was Rav? Rav was the Talmud of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, he calls him Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Why Rabbeinu HaKadosh? Not that he's trying to introduce him. Yeah, that's Rav. Yeah, his Rabbi was Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Well, we don't know who Rav is. But what Rambam is trying to tell us is that we know that Rebbe was called Rabbeinu HaKadosh like the Gemara in Shabbos and Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis because he never put his hand under his belt. In other words, he was very, very careful about the Bris Hamor, about his Bris Milah, about his Bris Kodesh. And we learn from Sefer Yetzirah that the Bris Hamor and the Bris HaLashon are connected. There are two brisos we make with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One of our flesh, of our skin, of our bris mila, and the other one literally of mila, of words. Mila and mila. The two brisos, and the two brisos are connected. So the mila of Rav, the mila of the bris halashon of Rav, was because he was a Talmud of Rabbeinu HaKadosh who was so careful about the bris mila. His words were elevated to the point to such a high level, because he was careful, because he was a Talmud of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, he was careful about Bris Milah. So we see here the connection between Bris Hamor and Bris HaLashon. Rav was able to be so careful in his Bris HaLashon, had this special Milah of Shtika, because his Rebbe was Rabbeinu HaKadosh, who was careful about the Bris Hamor. So sweetest friends, just to make a quick summary of what we learned. We learned that Rabbi Akiva was shaykh to the Olam Torah, the Olam HaMachshava, the Olam of Shtok, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant when he told Moshe Rabbeinu Shtok HaKolah B'machshava Lefane. That's Rabbi Akiva's job. And he really reached that Madrega B'Shas Misa, this Madrega of Olam HaShtok. Of Olam HaMachshava, and that's why it was such a horrible death. It was a death of pure din, b'tchila ola b'machshav, liver us ola b'din. Only afterwards he was mishatef me, the sarachamim. And the essence of his Torah was able to be conveyed by Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, and dafka on the day of death, dafka neshas istalkus. And there's a Kesef Mishnah who says in the Rambam, in Hilchos Tumas Suras, that the Torah, this is my own addendum, that the Torah that a person reveals when he's dying, he says, has a status of Loba Shemayim. That's a Torah of Shemayim. That Gemara there where it says in the Gemara in Bava Metzi on Pehei that we paskin against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how can that be? Because of Loba Shemayim, and even if it's paskin here, it doesn't matter because since it was paskin when the person was dying, it has the Madrega of Loba Shemayim. I don't remember exactly where the Rambam is, but that dovetails so beautifully with everything we've been saying. Loba Shemayim, that's the Torah of death of Istalkus. Lo Yirani Adam B'chayav Al-Misasim Ein Romo, see that we saw that when he died, he was able to give over the Torah of Misa, the Torah of Gilui Shechina, and therefore Rabbi Abba could write Chayim Ad Olam. He could see eternal life even in his death. This was the time of the Yichud HaElyon. It wasn't just Stam, it was Zman Kriya Shema. It was really the time to reveal the Yichud HaElyon. And that's why he died with Echad. Rabbi Akiva died with Echad, and this is what Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai was able to reveal his Talmidim when he died. And that's the Olam Ashtok, and that's the Olam of Machshava. And that's a Torah that's really above this world, and that was revealed in this world, and that's the Yontif of Lag BaOmer, the Shas Estalkos of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Not just that he died, but that this great Torah was revealed. So we should all be zochah to be mechabed zezeh and to be true conveyors of the Torah of Rabbi Akiva and to keep passing it on to the future generations. And we should be zochah to have this alas, this Lag BaOmer. And that one day soon we should see the greatest possible revelation of Torah ever with the gilui of Mashiach Tzidkenu. Ben Hei Ravi Ameinu, Amen V'Amen, Shalom, Shalom, sweetest friends.